This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Tonight we're going to be talking, inshallah ta'ala, about the story of one of the last and final prophets before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a contemporary of Isa ibn Maryam. He was a prophet, so was his son, alayhi salam. And that is Prophet Zakaria. Prophet Zakaria was the husband of the maternal aunt of Isa ibn Maryam, of Isa's mother, right? So he was Maryam's, he was married to Maryam's aunt, right? So in a way, both Isa and Yahya are what? Are cousins. So Zakaria alayhi salam was the one that was chosen to be in charge and to have and to be the custodian and the mentor of Maryam. And in order to understand that one of the merits of this great prophet, we have to talk about Maryam herself. Maryam alayhi salam, the best woman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, the mother of Isa. Maryam was dedicated or devoted when her mother was pregnant with her. Her mother dedicated her to serve the church, to serve the temple, and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not knowing that she was pregnant with a female, but when she gave birth, she said, فَلَمَّا Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا, and when she delivered her, قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى, oh Allah, I delivered a female. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. And in that culture and tradition, females were not allowed or were not supposed to be serving the church or the temple. But she already devoted her, and she made dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts her and blesses her, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects her and her children from وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, from shaitan. So eventually Maryam was admitted and she was welcomed. But then the high priest had to, they basically were competing as to who's going to be the custodian or who's going to be the guardian and the mentor of Maryam alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ. You are not there when they were competing to as to who's going to be in charge of Maryam. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يَخْتَصِمُونَ. And they were debating about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that honor to none other than Zakaria, who was also, as I mentioned, related to her. So Zakaria alayhi salam was her mentor. And one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when Zakaria came, فَلَمَّا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابِ, when he walked into the section where she was worshipping and praying, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا, he found with her some rizq. Rizq basically means provision, something that she was consuming or eating. And he was wondering as to where it came from, because it was amazing. He didn't bring it, no one else is supposed to be there. And he asked her, Maryam, where did this come from? Some scholars say that he used to find with her the fruits of the fruits that would actually be out of season, right? So the summertime fruits will be there with her during the wintertime. And the wintertime fruits will show up and she's eating them and enjoying them when it's completely out of season. Where did this come from? There were no deliveries back then, right? She didn't get special package. So he asked her, أَنَّ لَكِ هَذَا, where did this come from? قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, she said, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla used to deliver to Maryam food and fruits that were out of season to honor her. But at the same time, also to send a message to who? Zechariah, who at that point had reached an age where he gave up on having a child. Him and his wife were not blessed with a child. They were not given a child. Scholars say that he was in his 70s, in his late 70s. And when he saw that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Maryam something that was out of season, he thought to himself, maybe that desire and that wish that I have, it may not be too late to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Up until that point, Zakariya alayhi salam just left it up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then when he saw this miracle right in front of his eyes, that enticed him and motivated him to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that he did not know that Allah azza wa jal was capable, subhanahu wa ta'ala, of everything, but because he was just too shy. So he turns to Allah azza wa jal. Allah says in the Quran, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. At that point, Zakariya turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asked Allah azza wa jal, قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِن لَّدُنكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا. Grant me righteous offspring, O Allah. In Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Zakariya turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala privately. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. He called upon his Lord privately, secretly. The scholars said because one, he was too shy. Some scholars said no, he actually hid it from people because he was so sincere and he knew that that which is done privately between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most likely to be heard and answered. And in that, Zakariya alayhi salam teaches us all a lesson. That lesson is that not to ever give up hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we ought to turn to Allah azza wa jal for all of our needs, even if it's something that seems to be impossible. And that doing it privately and keeping it between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much better than publicizing it. Nowadays we have people basically posting on social media, oh, I'm making dua for you. Right? Here I am in Mecca or in Medina raising my hands, I take a selfie, raising my hands, crying, making dua. I just want you all to know that I'm making dua for you. Dude, you just ruined it for everybody. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that when you make a dua, when you pray for your brother or for your sister privately between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِظَهْرِ الْغَيْبِ, without their knowledge, a sincere dua, not to make them feel like they owe you one, right? Allah azza wa jal sends an angel to make dua for you. And every time you ask Allah to bless that person with something, the angel will say, وَلَكَ بِمِثْلِهِ, same to you or for you. But nowadays we have to show off. We have to share everything. We feel like the whole world has to know about our spiritual journey and about our spiritual accomplishments. And it's not really from the hadi, from the guidance of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from the teachings of the Sahaba or even the great scholars. They always tell us that. There's a scholar, they said, for 40 years, he used to pray in the middle of the night, and the members of his household did not know anything whatsoever about that. And until one day, you know, it was discovered. Obviously, someone is going to come and ask me, how did they know that? How do we know now? Right? There's that famous story about Zain al-Abidin. For decades, people were receiving sadaqah every single night. And then all of a sudden, it stops. And about 100 households in Medina were wondering what happened, and people talked to each other. They're like, you know, have you noticed something strange? Well, you know, I used to get this package, used to be delivered to me every day. It didn't come last night. Okay, let's see if it comes tonight. Nothing comes tonight. So what happened the other day? Zain al-Abidin passed away. Oh, he must have been that secret, right, or mystery delivery man that used to deliver the aid and these packages to us. May Allah have mercy on him. So this is how they use. So Zakaria alayhi salam teaches us that. إذ نادى ربه نداء خفية. And then he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe we'll talk about this inshallah ta'ala in one of the early morning khatiras. Because, you know, as I was going through the stories of the Anbiya in the Quran, of the prophets, and you look at the way they used to make dua, they had a very unique way of making dua. The adab that they had, the etiquette and the manners with which they used to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humility, it's just beautiful. So Zakariya turns to Allah and he says, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ My bones have weakened, O Allah. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا And my head is covered with gray hair. And then he asks Allah, فَهَبْ لِي مِن لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا So who does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him? Allah Azza wa Jalla actually sends angels. فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمُ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ In the very place that he made the dua, the angels came to him and they said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَا Allahu Akbar. And in spite of the fact that he was the one that asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, He was so humble, alayhi salam, that he said, how could I have a child at this age? وَمْرَأَتِي وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassured him. And not only did Allah reassure him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a sign that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not from shaitan. It's not shaitan playing games with you. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending you this clear message. You won't have the ability, or you shouldn't be talking to people for 3 days. He lost his ability to communicate with people except with sign language, making gestures with his hand. Alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Yahya, Sayyidan wa Hasuran wa Nabiyyan min as-Salihin. And him and Yahya were together calling Banu Israel to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And both him and Yahya eventually were murdered brutally by Bani Israel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed them for that. So Yahya and his father Zakariya, not only were they prophets, and they were also martyrs, alayhim as-salam. But the point here is that never to give hope and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of your needs. There is nothing that is too much. And remember what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. And remember that tonight is a very special night. And inshallah, when I get off the minbar, I'm going to share something privately with my community here. Remember that Allah Azza wa Jalla, in the middle of the ayat that talk about the month of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي We recited it in Salatul Isha. And when my servants ask you about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ I am so close to them. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ Tonight may very well be the night we're all are looking for. We're all hoping that we would be in the right place, doing the right thing, which is turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. So turn to Allah Azza wa Jal with sincere hearts and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala privately to accept your deeds and to forgive your sins and to bless you and your family. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, help this ummah of ours, this community of ours, overcome its challenges. Make dua from the bottom of your heart. Remember your parents in your dua. Remember to pray for your spouses as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran. Remember to pray for your children. And if you don't have a child or if you don't have a spouse, pray for one tonight, inshaAllah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.